I just finished scoping out the castle. Luckily, no one questioned the moving pile of goo too much. Or if they did, it was dark enough that they believed their eyes were playing tricks on them. Either way, I can now confirm that every single door is being guarded by at least two guards. Some of the larger entryways have more than two posted, and they are, in fact, going through people's belongings. I really thought we might have a chance with the windows. Like, I tried. But unfortunately, it seems like they're all locked and barricaded. This place is locked down tighter than some forts we've broken into. It shouldn't be too hard to fool the guards to get past them. You know, blending in with the rest of the crowds. I was able to take a few tickets from unsuspecting folks who were waiting in line. The only problem we have with getting into the ball is, well, you. If I remember correctly, you can't show your face around here, right? I thought so. The last time you were in this city, you ended up robbing this very mansion and then running out of town. How does it feel to be back in your old stomping grounds? Well, with a face like yours, it would be pretty damn hard to forget you. So we can't just walk in there with some light makeup and a fancy outfit. I fear these guards might be smarter than that. I thought of maybe polymorphing you, you know, into like a service animal, or maybe something that could fit in a purse. Then I realized that that's not really going to help us once we get into the actual ball, let alone have to set up everything and leave without anyone the wiser. People are going to go mad if there's a tiny little dog upstairs, I imagine. So, while I was out there scoping around, I was thinking. And I have kind of a crazy option if you're willing to hear me out. Well, what I'm suggesting is something that you have never tried before. I don't even know if it's going to work properly, but it's really the only thing I can think of in this situation. You know how I'm made of slime? Well, I was thinking that I could absorb you. That way, I could just hide you underneath a giant poofy dress, bring you in with me, and then you can leave in the bathroom. We can also wrap up a change of clothes and some towels and literally anything else you would need inside me. That way you can get ready in the bathroom. I don't know how else we would honestly get you into that place without your face being shown. Now, I know you are already hesitant about this. You've seen what my goo can do in action. But I'm not going to be attacking you. I'm going to be protecting you. I control what my acid disintegrates, and I also choose what it decides to ignore. I'm not some random, mindless blob who's going to hunt you down. I'm sentient ooze. You'll be perfectly safe when housed inside me. And since I'm goo, it's not like I'm going to be too heavy to move or anything. So what do you say? Do you want to come inside me? Why did you look at me like that? Did I say something funny? What other phrasing would you have preferred? You're just stalling at this point. Look, you don't have to come inside me if you don't want to. It just seems like the easiest way to go about this. If it would make you feel better, we can go slow. Would that help? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, let's start slow. You trust me, don't you? Good. This is going to feel a little weird at first, but I promise you, it's going to be worth it. I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way up, starting at your feet and ankles, coating them in my gelatinous form. You can feel the ooze starting to climb around you, can't you? That's it. Let it happen. My slime coils around your calves and thighs, wrapping you tighter with every strand, bringing your body closer to mine as I wrap more of your body. Starting to cover your hips and the sides. Oh, that's it, Pat. Look at you, taking it so well. You look like a little slut like this. Oh, you're doing so good for me. Yes, you are. Focusing on how the ooze feels, creeping up towards your chest, slowly coating your body in me. Inch by inch. It's okay, Pat. You're doing good. You're doing so much better than I thought you would. I'm proud of you. Just a little bit more to go. I know. It's okay. It feels so tight around your neck as your arms are sucked inside me. It's okay. Going to get your head next. You're going to be able to breathe just fine. Trust me. You're okay. You're safe. I've got you, Pat. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, that's it. That's right. It feels so good to be inside me, doesn't it? Yeah. Floating around in my ooze. How does it feel, kitten? Are you enjoying yourself inside me? It's not bad, right? A bit warm as you slowly try to move your limbs around. See, I can just shift you a bit lower. Just like this. Oh, and then you'll be perfectly hidden underneath a poofy dress. No one is going to be any wiser that there is someone there. With a bit of makeup, I'll be good to go. How about you? Will you be fine inside me for the next hour or two? Well, yeah. Of course it's going to take that long. I still have to get ready. I couldn't get ready with you outside of me. Then I wouldn't know what I could wear. And if I don't know what I can wear, I don't know how to do my hair or makeup. Look. You'll be fine, kitten. I promise. There's ways for me to entertain you while you're inside me. Oh, I can feel the face you just made. You're a bit curious, aren't you? It's okay, Pat. I would rather you be curious than anything else. How about I show you just what I mean? I'll start off easy by disintegrating the clothes that you're wearing. They're going to give me acid reflux anyway. It's better if you're naked for this. You'll be changing into something in the bathroom anyway. It's not like you really need clothes right now. They're only going to get in the way. Oh, there. It's okay. No more fabric to get in the way of my ooze. Feel it sliding against you, wrapped all around your exposed skin. Not an inch of your flesh is left untouched by me. Could probably map out every little imperfection on your skin, every little bump or dot that makes you, you. Oh, yeah. Love how you feel moving around inside me. Didn't think you were going to make me feel so full, but here we are, kitten. Are you enjoying yourself? Maybe a little too much, huh? Oh, you can't hide from me. You're starting to get turned on the second you became encased inside me, right? Then let me take care of it, kitten. It'll be uncomfortable otherwise, won't it? Just let me take care of it. Feeling my ooze slowly filling up your sensitive hole. Oh, it's okay, Pat. Going to make you feel good. Can't have you going to the ball when you're all horny and distracted now, can we? Of course we can't. Need to make sure that you come first. That way, you can do your job right. Otherwise, what's the point in bringing you? It might have been easier to just do this mission alone and tell you the highlights. But I'm nice. I wanna bring you along, even if you are just a dumb little kitty. You don't know how to take care of yourself, do you? That's why I have to hide you inside me. Because someone couldn't behave. I guess I should be grateful to past you for having such sticky fingers. Or else I never would have gotten to fuck you. To feel you be absorbed by my body. Suspended in my ooze as you let out another moan. Oh, yes. It feels so good to be filled like this, doesn't it? You can feel it changing shapes inside you as other ooze starts to play with you as well. Teasing your nipples, stroking you so sweetly. When you thought about this, did you ever imagine it would feel this good? Oh, make such lovely sounds whenever I pinch your sensitive nipples. I never imagined that you would be so responsive, Pet. It's cute. Don't stop. Love feeling how much of an effect I have on you. You're so weak against me. Couldn't have even told me no if you wanted to, huh? It's just not in your vocab, is it? Oh, it's okay, slut. I've got you. Going to make the both of us feel good so that we have a clear head for later tonight. It wouldn't be smart to send you in when you're all horny and not thinking straight. You're already pretty dumb, Pat. Sending you in any stupider is only going to delay what needs to be done. Oh, yes, it will. You're not even listening to what I'm saying, are you? Too busy rocking your hips back and forth, trying to take the ooze deeper. You can't help yourself, can you? Yeah. Such a slut for a kitten. If I had known how easy you were, I would have stopped hunting at night and finding partners. I would just go to you for all my needs since you're giving it up for free like this. Oh, can't help yourself when it feels this good. No rational thoughts in your head as you buck your hips, trying to get more of me inside you. It feels so good to be filled. It didn't have to be stretched at all. Could just feel my goo slowly fitting more inside you with each thrust, slowly making you wider, Pat. Now you can't help but gasp at every thrust, moaning as I pound into you. It's okay, slut. This is what you wanted, right? You wanted to be fucked until you couldn't think. Couldn't even say look at me to you because you're inside me. Stuck there. Only able to get out if I wanted you to. Well, I could use my acid on you right now and you couldn't even stop me. Vulnerable, helplessly trapped inside, knowing just how dangerous I am, how easily I could end everything. It only turns you on more, doesn't it? Knowing that you're inside such a dangerous woman and only receiving pleasure. Oh, fuck. Thought so, kitten. Such a good slut, answering so honestly. Guess you can't really lie when you're like this, can you, kitty? You've already tried it once before, and it didn't end well for you now, did it? See? I can feel every inch of you. I can tell. I can tell when your breathing gets labored or your heartbeat is erratic. I can feel your fingers curling and your thighs twitching. I know you're feeling good, but you're getting closer. Can't stop the pleasure you're feeling as it continues to grow with every passing second. Oh, taking it like such a good slut. Yes, you are, kitten. It's funny how you usually like to make the decisions and pretend to be in control. But we both know what you're begging for at the end of the day. You just want to be put in your place, kitten. Remind you that you're nothing more than a pet. Maybe this little absorption will remind you of that, slut. That when it comes to the two of us, you are the weaker one. You're the fucking pet. I can do everything without you, but you? You can't do anything without me, can you? Oh, that's fucking right, kitty. Taking it nice and deep. Must feel so good to finally be in your place. Not having to pretend to be something you're not. Because deep down, all that you are, all that you will ever fucking be is a slut, right? Oh, you didn't even hesitate when I said I had to absorb you. Didn't question it when I offered to take care of you. Happily went along with whatever I suggested because you wanted this. And now, you're in heaven, on the verge of coming and just waiting for that magic word from me. You're going to wait to come with me, aren't you? Want to know what a slime feels like when she comes inside you? Already filled with so much goo. I don't know if you'll be able to take any more than this. Do you think you can? Oh, fuck. Should have known that would have been your answer. Such a greedy fucking slut. You're just happy that you're close to coming, aren't you? You can't be trusted to not steal, so I have to keep you inside me. Just don't know how to keep your hands to yourself. Don't know how to behave either. Oh, the only way you're good is when someone makes you, huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Fuck. It feels so fucking good. You fill me up so well. Yes, you do, kitten. No. I'm going to make me come if you keep that up. Moving your hips so well. That's it. Oh, take me nice and deep. Can't get enough of the goo, can you? Addicted to how it feels. Such a goo slut. All you can do is moan pitifully as you take what you're given. Don't want to ask for more because you're not sure if you can actually take it. Already so fucking close, aren't you? Oh, fuck right there. Is my good slut going to come with me? Are you going to come on command like the well-trained pet you are? And then come on, show me that you can do something right, that you are good for something, even if it is just for your holes. Oh, you can do it, slut. Come for me, kitten. Be a good slut and come with me. That's right. Such a good slut for me. You did so well. I'm honestly impressed that you were able to take it and not break it in half. How about you? Are you a proud little slut? I bet you are, kitten. Now you can rest up while I finish getting ready. And by the time that we make it to the ball, you should have all your energy back. It's perfect. Don't you agree? Whatever I say, right? I know what's best for the both of us. That's a sweet little kitten. Such a good slut. Now, we will be able to get into the ball without too much of a distraction. You're neatly tucked away inside me. No more distractions. No more losing my focus. None of that. So while I do that and focus on the important things, why don't you close your eyes? That way, you'll be wide awake when it's time to start. Doesn't that sound nice, pet? Oh, that's my sweet slut. Love that you know how to take an order. I think there are going to be some things that are going to change around here now that I know this side of you, kitty. But that's for tomorrow. Tonight? Tonight we have a mission to focus on. So close your eyes and get some rest. I'll be sure to wake you when you can actually be useful.